الله الرحمن الرحيم. وفي رواية كعب بن مالك رضي الله تعالى عنه قال: فأنزل الله تعالى: لقد تاب الله على النبي والمهاجرين والأنصار الذين اتبعوه في ساعة الأسرة حتى بلغ إنه بهم رؤوف رحيم. We are reading the lengthy hadith of Ka'b ibn Malik radiyallahu ta'ala anhu. He and another two sincere and genuine Sahaba radiyallahu ta'ala anhum, who did not go or take part in the expedition of Tabuk, and they were reprimanded for that, and he was one of the three that spoke the absolute truth, and that for no real reason they did not go out in this expedition, and they were just procrastinating. However, finally, then he, after speaking the truth, he explained, as we had read previously, that he told Nabi Akram sallallahu alaihi wasallam that the truth has given me my salvation, and I promise and make an agreement with Allah Ta'ala ahead. I promise that I will never ever speak a lie again. Where on the one hand, this hadith speaks such great virtues of speaking the truth. On the other hand, it shows that when we fulfill the commandments of Allah Ta'ala, then what great help of Allah Ta'ala comes to a person. But of course, it is after and before that a person has to go through the mujahada, the effort for it. Like, for example, to understand easily, we all had to get up for Fajr. Perhaps some of us were feeling a bit tired, or we did not have a good night, and we could easily have decided just to sleep away. And that would have been very sweet, to be in bed and sleep away. But the end result of it, the displeasure of Allah and the punishment of Allah if Allah does not forgive. And on the other hand, to make the effort to get up. Perhaps the geyser did not work, there was cold water. We made wudu with cold water. And we came for namaz, and again, it is not a one-time thing. It is every day till maut comes to us that a person carries on with this. Then the end result of it is such great, great rewards by Allah Ta'ala, and getting saved from such terrible punishment. And of course, in this world also, great barakat in rozi, Allah's help at every step, or all the goodness that comes. So like that, speaking the truth also, Hazrat Ka'ab radiallahu ta'ala anhu spoke the truth, but for 50 days, what an ordeal they had to go through. And after that, when Allah gave the opening, what a great opening Allah Ta'ala gave. So like that, to practice upon deen is always like that. Immediately it is of mujahada, of some hardship for a person, but the end result is always very sweet. So Hazrat Ka'b radiallahu ta'ala anhu says further that Allah Ta'ala revealed the following verses of this after this expedition. Allah had revealed these verses, and Allah turned in mercy to the Rasul of Allah and the Muhajireen and Ansar who followed him in the hour of distress. That is, at this time, the expedition of Tabuk was a very great test and trial, where on the one hand, there was a command of Nafir-e-Aam, that is, everyone, no exception. It was not voluntary to go out at that time in this expedition, but it was farz on everyone. It was the hot summer season. And just at that time, the orchards were time to be now to take the crop. The dates were ready. Many of them were in great debt, and now they were hoping to pay their debt. But at such a time, they were called to go out in the path of Allah Ta'ala. And so it was a time of great test. The journey also was not an easy journey. It was a very difficult and a long and arduous journey. So they say that it was an hour of distress. After the hearts of some of them were almost shaken. At that time also the difficult condition, and the people got shook as far as their iman is concerned also. Just like that, we also must consider, even till today, on individuals, collectively, halat and conditions come on a person. And a person thinks, where is Allah's help? I want to make Allah happy, but why are things just not coming right? Why am I still not following the commandments of Allah Ta'ala? Why all these difficulties and hardships in my life? So those are things that come in this dunya. He then turned again in mercy to them. Then Allah Ta'ala, this mujahada, like getting up for Fajr, is also the mercy of Allah that a person gets up. When a person goes through this little difficult patch, so to say, then Allah Ta'ala opens His mercy, which comes openly now. The first mercy is in the obedience of Allah, which is not usually sweet for a person. It appears difficult to speak the truth at a time when a person can, it seems, get away easily with a lie. At that time, to speak the truth, it seems it's a great mujahada. But that is the mercy of Allah, that a person speaks the truth at that time. Then when a person goes through what is decreed for him, then the mercy of Allah comes openly and he sees it now with his eyes. Surely He is most compassionate and most merciful to them. And then the next ayat, and He turned in kindness to those three who were kept behind until the land was narrowed for them, despite its vastness. The next ayat, Allah Ta'ala revealed that for those three Sahaba who did not go out in this expedition and they spoke the truth, then Allah Ta'ala's mercy came to them also. And first it was that the difficulties they had to go. The land became narrow for them. They couldn't, it became like difficult for them to move around. Nobody wants to greet them. Nobody wants to make salam. Nobody wants to know them. And for 40 days they had to carry on like this. And with that, more difficult conditions when they had to separate from their spouses for the next 10 days also. But this was also Allah's mercy. So these difficult conditions, when they come, when we are following the commands of Allah, they are actually also the mercy of Allah Ta'ala. Their own lives became narrowed for them. Within themselves also they felt like a great restriction, and they were constricted. They were not feeling easy and comfortable at all, and they were convinced that there was no safety from Allah except towards Him. This is also in that condition when a person is blessed, though he's in this difficulty, things are not going right with him, things are just, everyone seems to be against him, but he knows, I've got no other way but to turn to Allah. And he doesn't do any wrong things in that time. He carries on with the fulfilling the commandments of Allah and seeking solely and only the help of Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. He then turned in mercy to them so that they may turn to Him. Then Allah Ta'ala opened His mercy, which came now openly. And now Allah revealed the ayat that they have been forgiven. And now all the Muslims started congratulating them, and Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam was happy with them. This was now the open mercy of Allah Tabaruk wa Ta'ala. Surely Allah is most kind, most merciful. So we should always turn to Allah Ta'ala, even in these difficult conditions, carry on with them until when Allah Ta'ala shows His open mercy. O you who believe, fear Allah and stay with the truthful. So yeah, we are again reminded of the great virtues of being truthful at all times. And all the commands of Allah to fulfill them, no matter how difficult they appear to us at that time. But and when doing them, fulfilling them is also the mercy of Allah, but in the disguise of hardships and difficulties. We go through that period, then Allah's mercy comes openly to a person and he sees it, that everything is now going again well in his life, and he feels comfortable with it within himself also. May Allah make it easy for us, save us from all trials and tribulations, and make us successful even without those trials and tribulations.